and welcome to the first episode of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors podcast, a podcast that I hope will benefit land surveyors and future land surveyors alike. My name is Taylor Denniston, and I am a student at Oklahoma State University, Oklahoma City campus, and I am currently enrolled in the Civil Surveying degree program. With me is Burke Cornelius, who is the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors Executive Officer. And together, I hope we can bring some useful information and guest speakers to future episodes. Burke, why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors, or OSLS.
Well, we are a volunteer organization, a nonprofit organization of land surveyors and other real estate professionals in the state of Oklahoma. We were founded in 1969, the same year that the state began licensing land surveyors in the state. We are an affiliated organization with the National Society of Professional Surveyors, or NSPS. We are an organization that provides educational opportunities, promotes the profession through various venues such as career fairs, scholarships. We also do such things as follow legislation through the Capitol that may affect the profession. Our mission statement says we are dedicated to the promotion and protection of the profession of land surveying as a social and economic influence vital to the welfare of its society, community, and state. So we accomplish that through all of these various venues. We have three or four different types of memberships, but our members are made up of licensed land surveyors, which is the majority of our membership, people who are pursuing licensure as a land surveyor, which is a smaller portion. That's called an associate membership. We also have affiliated memberships, which is businesses or individuals that are just interested in promoting the profession. They're not licensed or they're not pursuing licensure, but someone such as a realtor or real estate agency or someone in the real estate profession but not licensed. And then we also have a sustaining membership for it's a higher level membership for someone to support the society through that membership, such as a surveying equipment supplier, someone who might make their living in the profession but not as a surveyor.
What about scholarships?
OSLS offers a scholarship or scholarships once a year, depending on how many applications we have, but we'll offer scholarships once a year. We've given 3 to 4 out each year for the past several years. That application, you know, is available on our website. And anybody who's pursuing an education in land surveying and with the goal of becoming licensed is eligible for that scholarship. One other type of membership we have is student membership, which is someone already in the pursuit of a education or a degree in surveying.
Does the society have an annual conference or event?
Once a year, we sponsor our annual convention, which is usually in the spring, which most of the members attend. We have attendance of about 350 at that event, in which they can receive continuing education that's required for their licensure renewal. We have some banquets and awards, but that's our big event a year in the spring, and then once in the summer and sometimes in the fall, we'll offer a one-day educational opportunity for someone to receive continuing education credits as well.
What are some other benefits that the society offers its members?
OSLS also provides an avenue for discounted professional liability insurance for its members, discounted continuing education opportunity benefits. They receive a discounted price at all of our continuing education events. Members will also receive legislative updates when there's current legislation up for a vote or passage, they'll receive legislative updates by email. We also, OSLS is also active in some of our state career fairs at different universities and high school level, career days. We send representatives out and explain what the profession does and try to interest some youth into our profession. And as we mentioned, we also provide scholarships for students pursuing a land surveying education.
How could somebody else find more information about OSLS?
We have a website at osls.org. You can join the society there. You can just learn more about the society or the profession there. We've got some discussion forums for members. You can get involved in discussions on land surveying topics. You can search membership databases, see legislation or any of the rules and regulations that regulate our profession. You can see those there. So there's quite a bit of information there. www.osls.org.
What is the difference between OSLS and the Oklahoma State Board of Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors?
OSLS is a volunteer nonprofit organization that anybody can join. We're just dedicated to the profession and promoting the profession. The State Board of Licensure is the state agency that issues the licenses for us to practice land surveying. So it's the state agency. We're just a volunteer organization promoting the profession. Any complaints or questions about a licensed professional or any kind of questions like that need to be directed to the state board. Any general questions about land surveying or land surveying in general can be directed to us or the state board, but that's mainly what we would do is answer questions about what is land surveying, what does a land surveyor do. That's our position.
Well, that sounds good. Is there anything else you would like to add, Burke?
Watch for future episodes of podcasts we're going to do every month or two on various topics related to land surveying that maybe the public may have interest in, but thanks for putting this together, and everybody just watch for our next episode.
Well, that will take care of this month's episode of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors podcast. Be sure you tune in